So cotton bays. That's a good notion. Till Urban come on the Mahani, Bisham the Hotsi, Bene Yisov, or Sue, that's a government like Benos Yisov. So this sheet has been marked where the Bene Yisov excludes Benos Yisov. So having the man oversee the woman is not going to make a difference in that respect. So they're makbir that the men should make them. So what does that mean? Dafka tliyba beggar. Again, it means the act of putting it into the beggar. The steps earlier. The making the threads and then making the multiple plies. That's woman. That's mutter with the woman. And it says it's proper to do that. Chatzkila. Terrible is kind of chatzkila. Chen roy the nachash lo lasses a chatzkila. Hatalis hatolis hatzitzes me baggage. Shall God allow you to cut and pachas me gimel shana? You shouldn't use a cutter to make tzitzes in a bag for a god. Now that's the lashon here sounds into chatzkila. He says roy the nachash lo lasses. To do that. But Bidi Evid, you would not have to redo them. Now, she says the child under the age of 13. What about the child reached the age of 13? It's not enough that it's not, the gadol is a combination of having the age and also having simonim of godless. He's starting to physically mature and he's starting to grow hair in his private area. So how do you know that he has that? So Morris says there's a chazak. Mishakli the gal showed him he gil the cloud simon. If they have shown him, you have simon. The Mor also says that we rely on that chazaka for the rabbanah. We don't rely on that chazaka for the rice. So now we have an interesting question over here. What do we do with the weather over here?
Mar says must be here.
See, okay, that's a good question. The word chazaka is used in the Gemara in many different ways. The uses which you're thinking of when you say the word chazaka, the full name of that would be chazaka de mekar. If we have a certain status, we assume the status remains halachically valid until proven otherwise. That's the right. Over here, we're dealing with an assumption of how things work. So we're not taking the status and extending it. So I'm in a general way of how the world works. That's really under the umbrella of Roif. Right? So saying that the nature of how the world works is a certain way. Most animals are kshayrus. That's so Roif, when we get married is psulis. There's one woman getting married the first time, and one woman getting married the second time. Right? Those are natural. That's the way things work. So really, if we call it a chazakah, chazakah means that we assume. It's actually machlokas b'shoinim. No, rephrase that. Chazakah between a rishon and an achron. What's the word chazakah means? Baches is gimel shanim. So we have he's been in the field for 3 years. So chazal to refer to the chazak. So the Rashba in the third parak of Babaster brings from the Ben Chanan the word chazak comes from the word strong. Chazak, right? Because we are chazal are putting their stamp of approval that your rights in this field is a very strong claim to the field. So it's chazak. It's very strong. I think he refers to the pasuk Yad Chazak, strong hands. The Prima Gadim, in his introduction to Arachayim, so Prima Gadim was a malamed, and his job was to teach children how to learn. So obviously he developed develop some expertise in translating things, etc., for children. So some other malamdim asked him, like, you know, can you give us some basic translations? So he wrote a letter translating many of the words, found, you know, very, very important words in Shas. What they mean? The Igaris. So that Igaris is the Prima Gadim in the back. In the beginning of Arachayim, this Igaris is printed. There's two Igaris over here, two letters. And he deals with most of the words you find in Shas, you know, most of the words in Shas, you know, there's thousands of words in Shas. But many of the, you know, common questions of words in Shas, is that kind of translate? Let me translate that. So he's asked him to translate the word Chazal. And he's not bringing the Rash. What he says, the translation of the word Chazal is from the worship of the Hachazik to take hold of something. So he's back to say, you're still holding on to that. The Rosh says to Paris, you're still holding on to my people. So the word Chazal is the Hachazik. So if you think about it, there was the Hachazik is a physical action. All of our Chazal is our conceptual actions, but we're taking hold of something. Right? This is the way it was until now. We will extend that assumption further. It means we're holding on to that fact. Right? So Chesed Gimel Shanim is now that you have found the way to take hold of the karka. King Chazaka, you've taken hold of the karka through the Chazaka. There's also something which is called a cheskes and ansari, which is what this is. There's a certain assumption that you're allowed to assume them. So you're taking hold of them, and that you're holding on to that idea. Not that because that was what was before, but that's what will continue. So that's the word of itself. Is, I think my game, when I learned cheskes about them here, first time. So I also taught 8th grade. So for 8th graders, you need to be able to translate things. English guys and everything. So I made a list of the boys of 8 or 9 different types of chazaka. The word chazaka used in Shas, how they all mean different things, but they all have the same root in common, that they mean lahachazik, to take hold of something.
So Rav is a
derabanan
idea.
Rav is the raisa. But the Mora says that this assumption that if you have shanim, you have simonim, is not such a strong assumption. So Chazal said, we are going to allow you to rely on that assumption with confidence when it comes to the rabbanim. When it comes to the raises, you can't. Okay.
So this is going on the first knot to the beggar?
It's going the first knot, the first kli, and the second knot.
First knot, second knot.
Right. First knot, you need a kli. You're not going to kli without a knot.
But then a katan could twist them and create these strings.
As long as the goal is making them focus to think the shmo, right? So he's saying over here, once he's 13 years old, even if he hasn't brought shteisaris, so that's okay. There's nothing to exclude him. He's not a goy. He's a Bnei Yisrael. He's a Bnei Yisrael, not a Bnei Yisrael. He's not a godel. Okay. Fine. But he has to lishma. There's somebody helping him focus and think lishma. If you don't have a gadol there helping the cotton focus on lishma, you have to assume it was not done with the proper intent. You have to redo it.
Blanket statement that's involved in a discussion.
No, it's kosher. Hey, is the chaskilo yishemach for to do men and not women. Al v'diavad it's mutter, v'diavad the women are kosher. Fil b'lo yamin al gabo and the men are some shetila l'shem tzitzis. So by katan, which there's a lack of the mind has not matured to the point we can assume the child is focusing on the proper thoughts. We don't know they're thinking the shema. How do we know? The girl is standing over his shoulder saying, "Lishma, my son, lishma, lishma, lishma." Cast your mind on lishma, right? Good, right? But isha, woman, we don't use woman because it's bnei, so we darsh at least the chachilah. We understand the meant bnei, so not bnei shishur. But in regards to the taking lishma, we assume that she knows how to do that. So if she tells she did it lishma, that'd be fine. That, just going back 1 second, that chazaka of that there are, if there's age, there are simonim, physical simonim of maturation. Samara refers to that as chazaka de Rava. Rava was the one who presented that chazaka. Rava said that we should grow the chal shalom, he gave the chal simonim. That's a chazaka the Rava has. So it's referred to as chazaka de Rava. There is something else that's called chazaka de Rava, the assumption the Rava made. That's, you know, which of course.
So the answer is
to confuse them. Now, we said that only applies by something which is not a derisa, but the derisa, we don't have such chazak. Okay, so I have a large amount of kelim I need to travel. So I take my child along to help me dunk the things in the mikvah. So if the item is glass, some kind of tefillah, drabana. So the rabbanos, I can assume that I have an adult over here who can do the mitzvah. Let's say metal, which is five deraisa. So now tefillas kelim doesn't need kavanah.
So you're not allowed to eat the fish because there's no way.
But I can't use the kelim until everybody in Echa telling me that it's been, that it was nitva.
And there we can't use it at all.
So I need a gullah for that.
Are not prepared,
so I have a gullah. My child's 13 years old. I have a gullah. He can have all the kelim. Yeah, but can I believe him? It's a deraisa that they should have tefillah. I have no idea if they have tefillah or not. So I'm passing on my mitzvah deraisa based on the edus of this person, which I have no idea if deraisa is really a god. Well, I have a chazaka, but that's the only works of the rabbanon. So if I'm standing there and I see him doing it, the fact that he's doing it does not a problem at all. Right? But I'm not standing there. I say, you know, just go to the mikvah and take care of it for me and bring it home. Right? Which you can imagine when we have the mikvah here, that can be quite a common case scenario. You can't use a cotton for that job for metal cable. They have only money. Say, well, I took care of it. Okay, that's nice. Give them the bonus. I have half a table it again. Another scenario.
Give you the bonus by the Durbanon Kalim.
We also need them on us, but for that, the chazaka would work. He's 13 years old, we assume that he has some money.
Did you say that a katan can be tovel kelim that requires to be the rabbanon?
No. I said, if I said that, if it's tovel, I need the actual act of tevila, I don't care who does it, as long as it goes underwater.
Boy.
Yeah. But the problem is, I need to know that there is a tefillah. Say if I'm there, I saw this tefillah. You do the tefillah, I watch. Fine, no problem. But I'm not there. Right?
Video camera.
So now the cut kicker comes and says, I took care of it. Okay. You know, I don't know what I took care of it. Maybe he ran to the candy store and spent all the time buying candy, eating it. Then he came back over the thing. Right? Well, he has the bonus. Yeah, he's a cotton. Well, no, he's 13 years old. Yeah, who said he's a gobble? Well, he has a chazaka, he's a gobble. That works very nice. for the key of tilde rabbanon, that'll work. Not for key of tilde raisa. Another scenario which comes up. So there are some ways to get around the problem. It's a torah sedor. So sitting in a bezdin, you need gedolim to sit in a bezdin. You need gedolim. So come, to matan at Erev Rosh Hashanah. So it works very, the system works pretty much along the lines of, the rabbis sit with the rabbis, the adults sit with the adults, and the kids sit with the kids. And the bar mitzvah boys sit with the bar mitzvah boys. All right, so you have this bezdin of three bar mitzvah boys, and then a fourth one. He's been saying has the Torah Sadorim. The other three are saying Mutalach, Mutalach, Mutalach. And you're really a bezdin.
Maybe he's not really a gadol then.
So that's not true. It's a good question. We paskin that for chiyuv of the dorim to be take effect, they don't take effect. It's the one exception. They take effect from the age of 12. As long as the child knows what he's doing, the dorim take effect the rice. So the netter is klal. So what do we do? So there's two parts to the Torah Sedorim. The formula that we say, what's that all about? So Shlomo Zalman says that formula is about a case of a person was knowing at the Bar Mitzvah multiple times and didn't speak out the Neder. So it becomes a chiyuv to continue that. That's a din d'rabbanan. That which a person who's knowing at the Bar Mitzvah multiple times, he's mechuyav to continue doing it because he has a din of a Neder, that's a din d'rabbanan. So Shlomo Zalman says that what would be matter in the Torah Sedorim is this chashash of doing a mitzvah with intent to continue, etc. But you're in a netter. But Chazal gave it in like a netter to the Rabbana. Good, so for the Rabbana, that gave a semech on that netter to Chazal. Okay. Now the person says, but while I guys have a bezin over here, by the way, I actually made a netter. I'd like to be matter the netter. So that's a no-no. If you have a bezin three, because that's a real Torah Sedorim. That real needs a real bezin of Gedarlim. Well, they're all 13 years old. Who said they're Gedarlim? So for the regular Nusach of a Torah Sedorim that we do, the kids are fine as long as they're bar mitzvah. However, if a person wants to then add on a specific neder that they made, a true, they made a neder. They want to be matter the neder. You would need them. You could not rely on that.
I don't know.
Let's hold it here.